Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of March, 2023. Now, the Bible reading for today is from Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 34, and verses 54 to 62. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. Then, seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, This man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, You also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the cock crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Today's article, titled Never Too Far, was written by Leslie Coe. Raj had trusted Jesus as Saviour in his youth, but soon afterwards he drifted from the faith and led a life apart from God. Then one day he made the decision to renew his relationship with Jesus and go back to church, only to be scolded by a woman who berated him for being absent for all these years. The scolding added to Raj's sense of shame and guilt for his years of drifting. Am I beyond hope? He wondered. Then he recalled how Christ had restored Simon Peter, even though he'd denied him. Whatever scolding Peter might have expected, all he received was forgiveness and restoration. Jesus didn't even mention Peter's denial, but instead gave him a chance to reaffirm his love for Christ and take care of his followers. Jesus' words before Peter disowned him were being fulfilled. When you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Raj asked God for that same forgiveness and restoration. And today, he's not only walking closely with Jesus, but serving in a church and supporting other believers as well. No matter how far we've strayed from God, he's always ready not only to forgive us and welcome us back, but also to restore us. So we can love, serve, and glorify Him. We're never too far from God, His loving arms are always wide open. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your endless mercy and patience with me. Thank you that I can trust in your everlasting love. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.